Our gospel this evening tells the story of Jesus' journey, part of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem before he enters into his passion, his death and resurrection on the cross. And it talks about a journey that we've all have made at some point in our lives or another, because we've all went somewhere, we've all determined we're going to go here and made a plan of how to get there. Like most of us, we say, as I drive along on my journey, I'm going to stop here for lunch, and I'm going to be able to travel this far during the day, so I'll stop here for the night, and I would need a hotel room in that location. And that journey continues. And so in many ways, that's what Jesus is doing. He's sending people ahead of him to tell them, we're going to have lunch, and we're going to bring a lot of people with me, so we're going to need a big place to have lunch. We need a place to sleep. I'm bringing a lot of people with me, so we're going to need a big place to sleep. And so it's not an odd thing that he's making this journey in this way. And it's even not odd that when they enter a town that is a Samaritan town, that he's not welcome. It wouldn't have been strange to hear those words for a Jewish person to enter into a Samaritan town and say, "You're not welcome here. Find your own people." But the phrase and the sentence that I want us to think about tonight is that little interchange that James and John, the sons of Zebedee, have with Jesus. Because they're traveling along with Jesus, they're hearing his wonderful words, and they're going along, and they get to the place, and they're being told, "You guys aren't welcome here." They've said, "Don't come into town, go away." And their response is, "Jesus, do you want us to send down fire upon them to consume them? Do you want us to, beat them up? Do you want us to get mad at them? What do you want us to do here, Jesus?" And of course, Jesus then says, the gospel tells us, he rebukes them. He tells them, "No, we're not going to do that." And I think for us, in this time, in this place, it's a reminder to us that oftentimes we want to send fire upon people. We want to have fire consume them and to do away with them. At least I do at times, right? People who upset me, things that go wrong in my life, all those irritants that happen on a daily basis, at times I say to God, "Please send fire down upon him and consume him, because I am tired of dealing with this." And then Jesus sends a prayer and rebukes me. Right? Because that's not what God is calling us to do. Right? God isn't asking us to find out where the power is and try to destroy the power. He's not asking us to identify sin and destroy sin. That's his job. Our job is simply to enter into that service of the other, to be as Jesus is. And in our second letter today, in our reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, that is what we hear. St. Paul declares to the Galatians that he declares to us today, "You have been given freedom. Not the freedom of this world, the freedom to do whatever I want, when I want, how I want, with who I want, and wherever I want," right? That's not freedom. Paul reminds us we have been given the freedom of love, the freedom of mercy, the freedom of reconciliation, the freedom of God's gift to us of life. That we are called to enter into life in the obedience of love. As Jesus was obedient to the Father. Jesus knows why he's going to Jerusalem. Have no mistake about that. He knows that his time is coming to an end. He knows what lies ahead. And yet, in love of his Father, he chooses to obediently follow the will of the Father in love, thereby being free to do what God calls him to do. And what God calls us to do is a similar thing. To die to those things that hold us in chains. Those things that bury us in the past. Those things that hold us back when we are called to go forward. And when we choose to let those things go in freedom, we are then able to serve our brothers and sisters in compassion, in mercy, in love, in reconciliation, in healing, in all of those things that God desires us to be as His sons and daughters. Because the freedom of love isn't I get mine, but rather the freedom of love is how may I serve you, my beloved? How may I serve you, child of God? How may I serve you, broken and in need of healing? How can I be with you, not calling fire down, but calling the Spirit of love and blessing to enter into this relationship of love and of unity? Because God calls us into that unity of love where we enter into the blessings of life. And rather than looking at others and pushing them away because they talk differently than I do, they worship differently than I do, they pray differently than I do, I walk into those relationships of blessing and bring myself with Jesus there to hear, to heal, to be that moment, that person of change, that person of life, that person who brings together rather than separates. That is God's call for us. That is what we do at this Eucharistic feast when we come together in communion, in a Eucharistic procession of thanksgiving, coming to this altar to receive the body and blood of Christ so that we might carry Him into the world. Because true freedom means that I look less like myself and more like God. That I do less of what I want and more of what God desires for me. That is the true freedom of love. That desire to serve, that desire to offer, that desire to be with those whom we are called to love, to serve, and to bless.